We'll see, we're beginning Mirtz Hashem. Today's daf is Yud Aleph Amud Beis 11b, and we are picking up on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph 11a, three lines up from the bottom of the Chol. Heicha debadol minei lo gaz Rabbi Yehuda. So is that true again that whenever people are distanced from something, that Rabbi Yehuda is not gozer regarding that thing? Vatanya, we learned, Bechar she'ach sudam afilu hu meis in makizin lo dam. If you have a Bechar animal that has some type of like blood issue, even if it's going to die, if it's not treated, ultimately you can't do bloodletting. Now, again, why is that? Because that will ultimately create a mum on the animal. The Chum say no, you can do it as long as you don't intentionally go ahead and inflict the mum. So we'll say, so what do you see from here? That halacha l'maaseh, again, Rabbi Yehuda is concerned that you may come to create a mum on the behemoth. Hasam yitok sha'adam bar wasai yud alif amud beis 11b. There it's a little bit different. Why? Because since a person ultimately, because a person is concerned about his loss of money, we're afraid that if we let a person do it, even in a situation where he's not going to definitively cause a mum, he may come to end up causing a mum. Rabbanan hold that if you don't let him go ahead and do the bloodletting, he's going to certainly come to go ahead and cause a mum anyway, in order to go ahead and save his money. So do we say that in general, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a person is concerned, a person kind of gets overwhelmed regarding his money? So the Gemara says, Vatnan. Adam Bal Mamono essentially means that a person would end up making mistakes, lapses in judgment, ultimately, again, because of monetary considerations. So do we say that, says the Gemara? Vahatna, we learn Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in Mekarin HaBehem Biyomtov Nishu Osechabura. You can't go ahead and comb the wool of an animal with a metal comb on Yomtiv, because you can make a chabur, you can make a wound on the animal. Aval Mekartsefin, but you can use, Kirtsef means a wooden comb. You can use a wooden comb, which I guess is less abrasive for the animal. Vacham Nechom Se'im Mekardrin Af in Mekartsefin. Chom say you can't use either. I vatanya ezu kidur vezu kirtzuf, and we learned in a braise. So what's the difference between these two things? Kidur kitanin ba'osin chabura. So kidur, remember again, is a comb, a thin comb, right, a metal comb that can make a chabura. Kirtzuf gidon levein osin chabura. Whereas kirtzuf is usually a comb with like bigger teeth, where you're not going to go out and make a chabura. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Yehuda says that this is permitted. How some ishavik li mayis. The difference over there, in the case of the bechar animal, right, where ultimately, again, if you don't do anything, the animal will die because of the blood disease. Amrinan adam bala amamono. That's where we say a person could kind of get overwhelmed regarding circumstances and make mistakes in the pursuit of the preservation of their wealth. However, vahacha, but over here in the combing the animal, ishavikli tzara ba'al mohu lo aminan adam ba'al amamono. What's the worst case scenario if you don't go and comb the animal? You know, Rashi points out that why do you have to worry about combing the animal? Let's say the animal got covered with mud. So what's the worst case scenario if you don't comb the animal? So it got covered with mud. Okay, it'll be dirty, it'll be uncomfortable. But Lamai said there's no mortal danger to the animal. Rabbi Yehuda says, Maishna Rabbi Yehuda, Maishna gabay chamitz dechazer, Maishna gabay kirtzof lo gazer. So why is it that Rabbi Yehuda ultimately, again, is concerned about chametz, that a person may come to transgress, but he's not concerned regarding combing the wool of the animal? Lechem belechem miflof, kidur bekirtzof lo michlof. Very simple. Because ultimately, again, you could confuse bread with bread. It's easy to confuse bread with matzah, right? Chametz with not chametz, because again, you're used to eating chametz the whole year. But however, a person's not going to go ahead and confuse between the different combs. I guess, you know, the comb you would use for metal combing, which could inflict a mum, is not the same type of comb like the wooden comb. So people don't usually go ahead and confuse those things. Therefore, if you permit the use of the wooden comb, one is not going to come to permit the use of the metal comb. Incredible. Mishnah. Rami Meir says, Ochlin kol chamesh v'sarfim b'tchila shesh. And the mayor says like this, you're allowed to eat chametz the entire fifth hour, and you burn the chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour. Yehuda Rehuda says, he disagrees, Ochlin kol arba, v'tolin kol chamesh, v'sarfim b'tchila shesh. So Yehuda does something very interesting, whereas Rabbi Meir essentially says, you can eat until the time of Isser, right? In other words, go ahead, eat until the end of the fifth hour, then burn the chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour. Yehuda says, there's a little bit of a buffer. Eat chametz the entire fourth hour. Tolin literally means suspend it, which means don't eat it, but you can get hana the entire fifth hour. V'sarfa mitchila shesh, and burn it in the beginning of the sixth hour. V'odor Rabbi Yehuda, we said as follows, shtei chalos shal todah psulos. Interesting enough, again, the Gemara says there were two loaves. Remember, Karban told us a Thanksgiving offering, and Halacha Lamaisa again, it was made up of many loaves. So they used to have two of the loaves of a Todah that became invalid. And what would they do? Now, again, that could be from a variety of different things. Usually, again, it's left over, something like that. Well, Gemara is going to discuss exactly how that could happen. So what's the Halacha? Munachos ala itzdaba. They were placed literally again on a bench on the Harabais. When both loaves were there, everyone could eat chametz. Nidla achos, if one of the loaves were removed, then ultimately again it means tolin, which means you can't eat it, but you can get hana. La ochlin velo sarfin, so you can't eat it, but you also don't have to destroy it. You can get hana. Nidlu shteyan, once both loaves were removed, hischilu kala am sarfin, then everybody began to burn their chametz. So interestingly enough, Rabbi Huda says that these two loaves were there kind of like as a public reminder about chametz. Rabbi Gamliel says, chulin ne'echolin kol arba. So Rabbi Gamliel says that ultimately, again, chulin, right, regular produce, regular chametz, could be eaten the entire 4th hour, or shuma kol chamish. But shuma can be eaten the entire 5th hour. So this is very interesting. Rabbi Gamliel gives an extra hour for shuma consumption. Now, what's the logic behind that? Now, remember, again, destruction of shuma is far from ideal. So therefore, again, we give you a little bit more time to eat your truma rather than destroy it. Very interesting. But however, again, you have to burn all chametz by the beginning of the 6th hour. Zok the Gemara, Tanan Hasam, we learned, Echad Omer B'Shnayim B'Chodesh, Ve'Echad Omer B'Shlosha. So remember, again, so the Mishnah, so the Gemara quotes over here, Mishnah. So what happens? So now this is talking about people, let's say, again, witnesses show up and they say that Reuven killed Shimon. One of the witnesses says that Reuven killed Shimon on the 2nd of the month. Ve'Echad Omer B'Shlosha. One of them says the 3rd of the month, what's the halacha? Edus and kayames. Ultimately, their edus is good. Now, why? They're not saying this. Aren't they contradicting each other? No. It could very well be that one knows, let's say, that the previous month was 30 days, and one doesn't know. So remember, again, this is talking about before the calendar was fixed. So a month was either 29 days or 30 days. So it could just be that they're a day apart because one of them is mistaken ultimately about how many days the previous month had. The Gemara says, Echad Omer B'Shlosha V'Echad Omer B'Chamisha Idu Som Tela. But if one witness says, Reuven killed Shimon on the 3rd of the month, and the other witness says, no, he killed him on the 5th of the month, that divide is too great, and therefore, again, the Eidos is batal. Essentially, they contradict each other. Echad Omer B'Shlosha V'Echad Omer B'Shlosha. Same idea. Let's say, again, one witness says, Reuven killed Shimon at 9 o'clock in the morning, and one says that he killed him at 10 o'clock in the morning. Idu Som Kayamis. Ultimately, their Eidos is good. Echad Omer B'Shlosha V'Echad Omer B'Chamisha. But if one says, let's say, for example, that literally, again, Reuven killed Shimon the 3rd hour into the day. So let's say 9 o'clock. And the other one said, no, he killed him at the 5th hour into the day. 11 o'clock, then Eidus and Betela. Ultimately, again, their Eidus is not good. Divrei Meir. So Meir holds, again, and we'll say essentially that there is a permitted margin of error, but ultimately, again, once it becomes too great, you can't accept the test. Rabbi Huda says, no, Eidus and Kayames. Rabbi Huda says, even in that case, ultimately, again, where let's say they're 2 hours off. One is saying the 3rd hour, one is saying the 5th hour. Halacha l'maisa, again, their edus could still combine. The Gemara says, Echad Omer B'Chamisha Omer B'Sheva. What happens if one says, Reuven killed Shimon 5 hours into the day? The other one said, 7 hours into the day. In that case, everyone agrees, Edusan B'Tela. Their testimony is not good. Why? It's very interesting. She'B'Chamish Chama B'Mizrach U'B'Sheva Chama B'Mayrev. The simple reason, because the sun is at two dramatically different positions. At the 5th hour, the sun is still in the east. By the 7th hour, after midday, the sun is in the west. So that discrepancy, everybody would agree with that discrepancy. Amar Abayi. So Abayi says like this. Kishetim zom adib rabbi meir, ein adam toev loklom. So what you have to come out over here is like this. Very interesting. According to Rabbi Meir, really, there's no margin of error. Right, there's no margin of error. We assume that a person knows how to calculate time the right way, and therefore any margin of error by definition disqualifies either. So, Rabbi Huda, Adam Toa Chasi Shah. According to Rabbi Huda, ultimately, again, a person can make a mistake up to a 30 minutes. How does that work? How do they see that? Here we go. Ultimately, again, according to Rabbi Meir, we assume that people do not make mistake in time at all. Because why? Listen to this. We could assume, in this same case, where the witness is testifying about that Reuven killed Shimon, then what happened? It could very well be that the murder occurred mamish at the end of the second hour, the beginning of the third hour. So therefore, when one witness says 2 hours, the other witness says 3 hours, they're really saying the same thing. And the one who said the end, right, the second hour, he means the end of the second hour. And the one who said the third hour means the beginning of the third hour. According to Bihuda, ultimately a person can make a mistake up to a half hour. How so? For let's say, for example, Reuven killed Shimon actually in the middle of the fourth hour. Okay. The witness who said that it happened at the third hour means at the end of the third hour. And he makes a mistake about a half hour, right? In other words, he's really a half hour early. The one who says the fifth hour, he really means the beginning of the fifth hour. And he's ultimately a half hour late. Okay, an alternate version of this. According to Rabbi Meir, that people could make a little bit of a mistake when it comes to time. According to Rabbi Huda, a person could even make a mistake of up to an hour and a little. Let's analyze. According to Rabbi Meir, a person could make a little bit of a mistake. What does this mean? So what happens? Maybe when this incident occurred, right? That literally the murder of Reuven killing Shimon. When did it happen? It happened either at the end of the second hour or the beginning of the third. And one of them is making a little bit of a mistake. Okay. Div Rabbi Huda Adam Toa Shao Mash. Grant Rabbi Huda, person can make a mistake for an hour and a little bit. When they say that Reuven killed Shimon, O Bisof Shalosh O Betchilas Chamesh. Either at the end of the third hour or the beginning of the fifth hour. So it could be that it occurred, you know, somewhere like in the fourth hour, and that's their mistake. V'chad Bosa Yud Beis Amud Aleph 12a. V'chad Minayhu Katoi Shao Mashahu. And ultimately, again, one of them made a mistake of an hour and a little bit. Also, Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yehuda, went and said this in front of Rava. So, Amar, Uma Ilu, Dekinon, Bahani Sadi. So, Rava says like this. Now, if we would go ahead and, let's say, again, cross-examine these witnesses, and the Hayd Kamar Shalosh Betchila Shalosh, the Hayd Kamar Chamish Besov Chamish, the Havi Edus Mucheshes Velo Katlinon, the Ano Nekom Veniktel Mesveka. Now, Rav says like this, let's say you were to really go ahead and investigate these witnesses. And it turned out that really, one meant the beginning of the third hour. In other words, one who said the third hour meant the beginning of the third hour. And the one who said, ultimately, again, the fifth hour meant the end of the fifth hour. So this would be a contradictory witness testimony, and we would not kill someone on this basis. So now we're not going to ask them, and we're going to make assumptions. So first of all, again, our office says, in general, in capital cases, we have an obligation to go out of our way to try to find a way to exonerate the individual. According to Rabbi Meir, a person makes a mistake up to a little bit less than 2 hours. According to Rabbi Huda, person can make a mistake up to a little bit less than 3 hours. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Meir. Adam to Hashem Pshtaos Chaser Mash. Going to be mayor, person can make a mistake of a little bit less than 2 hours. Maisek Yehava Betchilas Shtayim Obisov Shalosh. Because when this event occurred, again, it either happened in the beginning of the second hour or the end of the third hour. Ultimately, again, in one of them, right, one of them made a mistake of a little bit less than 2 hours. The Rabbi Huda, Adam Toa Shalosh Shalos Chasr Mashu. Rabbi Huda, person can make a mistake for a little bit less than 3 hours. Maisa Kihava, and when the murder of Reuven, when Reuven murdered Shimon, O betchilas shalosh, o besof chamish. Either was at the beginning of the third hour or the end of the fifth hour. Ultimately, again, in the Eidos is still going to be good. Why? B'chad minayo katoi shalosh shos chaser mashu. And ultimately, again, one of them is making a mistake of 3 hours minus a little bit. All right, boss, we'll stop over here for today. We'll see exactly what all of this has to do with our Mishnah. One of the fascinating ideas over here, as we see, what is everyone agreeing to? Everyone is agreeing to that people are not quite precise. There's always some level of human error, especially when it comes to judgment. With the application of that, Emir Tz Hashem, to Chametz, to be seen in tomorrow's Zafra Bosai, Shkoyach.